This is the son of PCJ.
This is London. This is London.
The Voice of Russia World Service.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
This is the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland, with a relay transmission via Bonaire in the Netherlands Antilles, directed to New Zealand.
This is Radio Prague, Czechoslovakia.
Ici Radio Canada. This is Canada.
Bonjour à vous si vous nous rejoignez sur Radio France Internationale. Il est 5h à Paris.
This is Radio Ukraine International.
This is the English program of Radio Deutsche Welle, Germany's international broadcasting service.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette Macquarie and Keith Perron.
Well, hello everyone. It's very nice to have you with us once again on the program. Today we're going to be joined by Rick O'Shea. Now I know some people are saying to themselves right now, who is that? Well, Rick is from the United States and has worked as a broadcaster in the United States, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and China. For over 11 years, he hosted the most popular daily music show on the domestic service of China Radio International. He'll be telling us his unique story in this, the first part of a two-part interview. Dan Hensley will, of course, as always, join us at the end of the show for a look at HF propagation over the next few days. Media Network Plus, batten down the dipole, whip the antenna, climb the array, and get ready for a radio roller coaster ride. First, here's Paulette with a look at some of the headlines from the world of media.
Venezuelan broadcasting regulators have fined Globovisión Television 9.3 million bolivares, or $2.1 million, for the network's coverage of a prison siege. The fine is equivalent to 7.5% of Globovisión's gross revenues in 2010, the head of the Conatel Commission, Pedro Maldonado, told a press conference. He said Conatel concluded that the network's coverage of the crisis in June at a prison on the outskirts of Caracas took the form of a justification for criminal behavior. The fine does not mean even a temporary suspension of the network's broadcasts, and Globovisión can appeal the decision through the courts, Maldonado said. Bahrain is planning to build a media city and to launch a new channel to reach a higher and more diverse number of viewers, its top media official has said. Sheikh Fawaz bin Mohammed Al Khalifa, the president of the Information Affairs Authority, or IAA, said that Bahrain International Channel would cover large swaths of the world, in addition to the Arab region and the Middle East. The IAA has already sealed a deal with Eutelsat for Bahrain International Channel to start broadcasting on the Hotbird satellite, which covers most European countries, the Middle East, and North Africa, the Bahrain news agency reported. Bahrain Satellite TV currently broadcasts its programs on both Arabsat and Nilesat. In his meeting with local editors, Sheikh Fawaz said that the IAA would reinforce its outreach to the international community by also appointing more media attachés in the major capitals. Afghan Taliban have launched their own FM radio inside Afghanistan, and the broadcast was available in Ghazni area. According to residents in Afghanistan's southern province, Radio Sharia, or Shariat Ghag, could be heard in Ghazni and adjoining areas of Ab Band, Andar District, Waghaz, Dehyak, Karabakh, and Hero areas. Local Afghanistan officials said that the mobile radio station was moved frequently from one area to another on motorcycles or in other vehicles. Residents say that local listeners were instructed to tune in to Radio Sharia, which broadcast reports of actions against, quote, occupation forces, and called for unity among Afghan people to, quote, free the nation from outside forces. There are reports that Radio Sharia will also start its transmissions in other areas of Afghanistan as of next month. Special thanks to Andy Sennett at the Radio Netherlands Worldwide Media Network blog for the material used here today. For more reports from Andy, check out his blog, http://blogs.rnw.nl/media network. Or you can find a link at www.pcjmedia.com.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Media Network Plus, heard in North America on Sirius XM, in the UK on Sky Digital, around the world on the World Radio Network, and on great partner stations everywhere. Now, many of you know that I spent 5 years at China Radio International. During my time at CRI, I worked for the overseas department and hosted a number of programs for the domestic service, otherwise known as CRI Music. We were very lucky, and we had a very close and friendly team. Paul Pierce, Tina V, Corey Ashworth, including some fun local staff who worked on the station as well, like Li Qian, Wang Lu, and Mike D. But there was one announcer-producer that I would have to say I had a real connection with. That was Rick O'Shea. We used to hang out in between recording in the corridor of the English Language Service of CRI, talking about music, television, film, more music, complaining about the silly management at CRI, more music, technical gadgets, and more music. I think one of the reasons we connected was that we have so many of the same interests. In fact, our birthdays are only one day apart. Rick, or Li Ke, as he's also known on the air, hosted one of the most popular English language radio shows in China for over 11 years. He has just written a book called Radio Chopsticks. How appropriate. Now, there are so many things to discuss, so we can't bring you the whole lengthy conversation, but today we will bring you part one. So to begin, just imagine you're in Beijing right now. Are you doing that? Okay. Some of you seem to be thinking you're in Shanghai. Well, that's actually okay as well. And you are tuning to CRI Music, and this is what you would have heard.
Ni hao, are you my baby?
From Beijing, for China, this is Joy FM.
收音机前的朋友，你 How are you? 欢迎来到 CRI Music 晚间时段带给你的欢乐调频。
Yes, welcome to our program of Joy FM. 我是李克 I am Rick, R-I-C-K, Rick. With Jade, we say, 你 How are you? Our bilingual greeting for our Joy FM family.
他所说的 Jade 就是我的另外一个名字，王璐加李克，再加上收音机前的每一个朋友，今天晚上的聚会就到齐了。让我们共同投身于 Coco 李文所为我们描述的一种疯狂状态 ,So crazy.
Ladies and funky gentlemen, this is the Coco Lee track. The Coco Lee track. Check it out.
You're what I would call a real radio guy. You've been in many different aspects of radio, not just working as an on-air presenter, but also as a programmer. When you were growing up in the U.S., and we'll get to the work that you've done here in Asia, but the work that you started off doing, was this something that you always dreamed of doing? I mean, were you one of those kids growing up in the bedroom would talk into a toy tape recorder at the age of 10, thinking, this is what I want to do?
Good question. No. It was never anything that I thought I would ever do. I was not one of those guys who wanted to be in radio. I didn't want to be, I used to listen to a lot of radio. Growing up in Detroit, great musical place to grow up with rock and Motown, soul, we had everything. And no, I did not want to be in radio. I had no idea about it.
So what happened then? What was it that sparked your interest to going into this very, the only word I can think of is crazy career?
I'm glad you asked, because I've got a book coming out later this year that explains all of that. It's a book about my life, and it's a real story about how I got into radio, how I listened to radio, how I got into it, how I stayed in radio, and how I ended up going from Detroit to Beijing. with stops along the way for a few years in Shanghai and also in Hong Kong and Taipei and Hawaii and Florida. So it's actually all in my book. It's all a matter of fate. The real story is I got into radio I was listening to a radio station in Florida, and they sucked. They were terrible. So they said, we need people to come here and sell radio advertising. And I went to the station because now I knew where they were. And now I knew the location. I walked in there. I said, I don't really want to work here. I don't want a job as a salesperson. I just want to tell you, you guys suck. There's only two stations in this area, and you both are terrible. So I just came in here to file my verbal complaint, and that's how I got into radio. They hired me on the spot.
So what happened? Did they basically say to you, well, you think you know it all? Okay, come and work for us.
Actually, what they said is we're going to improve the sound of our station. You've got good ears. You know what you're listening to, and we're going to improve it. We've got some guys coming down. We want you to join us as a salesperson, and would you consider that rather than the job that you're doing outside surveying land, which I really enjoyed, actually, in Florida? And I took the job.
So you went from being a land surveyor to a broadcaster. There's no connection there, is there?
No, I didn't. You know, sometimes you take jobs that are not your career. I'm sure you've had that along the way also, Keith, where you take the job because you need the job, you need the money, but you know there's something else on the other side of that. It's not that I wanted to be a surveyor, but I loved living in Florida, being outside every day, taking coconuts off of the trees, and driving around measuring land and looking for little pieces of metal that were planted like 100 years ago that tell the location of the land.
Puff Daddy, featuring Faith Evans and a lot of people. I'll be missing you. Puff Daddy, currently known as P. Diddy, on Joy FM, Rick and Jade.
快乐音乐转不停，每天晚上送出于 CRI Music 的欢乐调频。
Words and music. Later on in this hour, Jade will take a look at a song from the number one album on the Billboard charts. The album is called Weathered from Creed, and the song is My Sacrifice.
来自主义合唱团的一首最新的单曲 My Sacrifice, 选自他们当然是刚刚出版不久的专辑，不过成绩已经让所有人刮目相看，在公告牌杂志专辑榜的第一名位置已经连续停留了八周。稍后在词曲单元当中，我们就要给大家放大这首单曲 My Sacrifice.
And words and music will appear later on in this hour of joy.
让我们共同期待吧。
Right now, the latest from Shaggy, who performed in Beijing last year. This is Dance and Shout, Shaggy on Joy, baby.
During the 30 years, because you've mainly worked in commercial radio, you've probably seen a lot of changes. I mean, even now, in 2011, we've noticed that radio is going through a transition period, because nowadays we have podcasts, we have the internet, there's so many other means for delivery, including on iPhones, on all kinds of smartphones, the iPad, sure, and everything. What has been the major transition that you have seen?
The major transition that I've seen in these days from the old days, in the old days, you had a definite audience. And these days, you don't have that definite audience because there's so much going on around us that we don't think about it. But actually, the change is there's much more competition. For myself, I can listen to MP3. I can listen to internet radio. So radio that used to be kind of like TV as a major source of entertainment is now, you've got to be more creative to get an audience. You've got to give me a reason to go from my MP3, from my podcast, from things like that. You've got to give me a reason to go to the radio. And that's the difference. Before, you had a built-in audience. Even the mobility of radio, where people listen in their cars and people say, oh, I listen to the radio. I listen when I'm driving. Other times, do they go home and do they listen to the radio? That's the point. And programmers of radio have not really addressed this. And that's why it's kind of falling apart in many places in the world.
Now, something that we see around the world, and it's quite common in places like the United States and Canada and even some parts of Western Europe, is you will have, let's say, we'll take an example in the U.S. We could take maybe Clear Channel, for example. Mm-hmm. I have heard this myself, where you can be, let's say, in New York, You could be talking to somebody in Los Angeles. You will hear the same program and the same piece of music. It's sort of, as somebody described it, like radio turning into like a fast food chain. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a good thing, or has radio lost something that did make it special?
I think radio lost a lot of the magic that made it special. And they're afraid to really, afraid to do things. They're afraid that they're going to lose the little audience that they have. And that's just a downhill situation. I think people who do like satellite radio or like the radio that you're doing, you know, reaching around the world, it's much different because you make it so that people will want to listen to it rather than the fast food approach to radio of it all sounding about the same and who cares. And they're afraid to I think they're really afraid to try to get an audience, to really take a chance, to be on the edge. Because the rest of it I can get without stupid DJs. I can listen to all the songs that I want without somebody coming in between saying, now we have a request from Vero Beach, you know, and who cares? You know, what I want is more, I want better information from the radio.
Well, you know, something that was recently said to me, which actually is true, there were two types of people that were on air. There were the DJs that just spewed out gobbledygook. And yep. Then there were the strong on-air personalities. And it seems that nowadays, the strong on-air personalities is a lost art. I mean, there were so many great talents who were fantastic on air.
Sure. Well, it is kind of a lost art. Actually, what it really boils down to is the bottom line. I think radio stations are just barely surviving. They're not as strong as they used to be. And to survive, they're trying to spend less money on personalities and less money on their programming, and they're happy to be on the air. You know, a radio station is like a piece of property. If you hold on to it long enough, the value may go up. But it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes the value goes down. If you've got an AM radio station someplace, you better be, you know, you're barely holding on to it. Because I don't have an AM radio in my collection of radios. I don't have an AM radio. I barely have an FM radio. So radio is definitely, it's being challenged by other media and other things to grab your ears. The same thing with TV and movies. Do I have to go to a movie? No, I can buy the DVD. I can rent the DVD and I can stop it and make a coffee and come back to it. How nice. And the screens are bigger at home. So, you know, the electronic communication, the electronic entertainment is going through a major change. And if a radio station can change, cool. If they can't change, they just go downhill.
Eventually, you left the United States and ended mm-hmm. up in Taiwan, where I'm right. sitting right now. How did that happen? Did you just wake up one day and say, you know, I've never been to Asia. I think I'm going to go get a radio gig in Asia.
No, it didn't work like that at all. Actually, I woke up one day, and the true story is I had a newspaper, and I was in between radio jobs. You know how that goes. And in between radio jobs, I was looking at a newspaper on the beach in Hawaii, and the page flew open like in a movie, and it flew to this, the pages opened up to the classifieds. And, you know, we don't find radio jobs in the classifieds, but it flew to the classifieds, and it said, radio announcer wanted Taipei. So I went down the next day, I applied, and they hired me on the spot. And then a few weeks later, I flew from Hawaii, I packed up everything, and went to Taiwan. I needed a job. Basically, I needed a gig, man.
You know, that sounds pretty much like my story and how I ended up in Cuba. And actually, something that we should mention, that you and I were both Sagittarius, and our birthdays are the same.
Yours is on the 9th?
I'm on the 9th. Right? Yeah. We're separated at birth, probably. We're probably twins. So you ended up in Taiwan, and when you came here, because Taiwan is a very different radio market, it probably was then as well. Was it shocking for you, or was it for you the same?
It wasn't as shocking as it might be if I had flown from Florida to Taiwan. But I had that in-between stop of 3 years in Hawaii, and Hawaii is such a racial mix with many Chinese and Japanese and Philippine that the Asian aspect to a living place, I'd already experienced it, and I actually liked it. So it wasn't as drastic of a change as one might think, although it was quite a difference, that's for sure.
Was the audience any different?
I think the audience was, in a way, the same, and in a way, a little bit different. They just loved listening to English radio in Taiwan. And since we were the source of English radio, it had been the Armed Forces radio, and then it changed to the station that it is right now. And it was a chance for the Chinese to learn and listen to English, which is exactly what they wanted to do. So we gave it in a form of, this is not an English class. This is not a, we didn't speak like, hello, good morning. It was much more, they wanted to hear a natural way, a natural usage of English. So that's what we did.
And then when you arrived in Taiwan, was your idea to maybe just stay here in Asia for a couple of years?
No, my idea was to stay for 1 year.
For 1 year?
Yeah, I had a 1 year contract and I thought maybe I'll go for 2 years. But in fact, I had a job offer in Hong Kong.
And how long have you been in Asia now?
more than 30 years. Actually, more than half my life so far.
So you went then from Taiwan to Hong Kong, which then was mm-hmm. still a British colony. Mm-hmm. What was it like working in radio then? Because Hong Kong has an amazing radio history.
It was very cool because I worked on an AM station on commercial radio. I worked there for about 11 years. And then after that, I went to the new FM bilingual station, which was much better because it wasn't all English. It was half and half English and Chinese. So we were entering the main market, and it's kind of fun to be in the main market rather than the fringe market, which only English radio is and was in Hong Kong.
You spent 15 years in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. and then you ended up in China. Was your plan just to visit all the major centers in Asia? What was going on here?
I never had a plan to move to the mainland at all. It was never anything that I considered, but one day a guy said, you know, we have a program in on the mainland, and it's made in Hong Kong, but we're now going to make it in Shanghai. So do you want to move to Shanghai and move away from Hong Kong? And that program was Joy FM, a bilingual program that was on every night. And I accepted the offer because the station I had worked at in Hong Kong was turning into a financial station. So they were taking away the music and the bilingual approach. So it was the perfect time to leave Hong Kong. But it was, again, it was an offer that was made to me over dinner one night. And that's how I ended up on the mainland. It was not something I ever thought about, ever.
Now, you did Joy FM for a very long time. And, you know, I was talking recently with a radio programmer in Kitchener, Ontario. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, you could be doing a radio show in China and have maybe 5 million listeners, which in China is considered a small audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Which is considered a small audience. I mean, Joy FM. It's amazing when we work together at China Radio International, and I spent 8 years in Beijing. I was impressed at how many people knew Joy FM.
Well, you know, when you're here and you do it, when you do a program that really fits the market and leads the market, then you've got something special. And we tried for that. Well, there was a purpose. We actually wanted to do that. We weren't just filling space in between songs. We wanted people to have something fresh, new, creative, and innovative. And I think that's where we brought it during the 11 years that I was on Joy FM. And amazingly, it was on every single night. How many radio programs are on every night?
And that's seven days a week.
Yeah, you know, I think give the audience a break, man. It's nice to come back on Monday and say, well, I had a great weekend. Let me tell you about it. But it was on continuously for 11 years, every single night. So, you know, new things in radio, and they don't do things the same here as they might somewhere else.
Clark, good to hear from you. Thanks for the email. 7 days, here's the latest from Craig David on Joy FM.
Now that was part one of my two-part conversation with Rick O'Shea, who for over 11 years hosted Joy FM on the domestic service of China Radio International. In an upcoming edition of Media Network Plus, we will bring you part two. Now let's look at propagation and what can we expect over the next few days. Here's Dan Hensley.
Here's propagation for this week from October 22nd to October 28th, 2011. On October 22nd, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 145, A index of 5, KP index of 2. On October 23rd, 10.7 centimeter flux of 140, A index of 5, KP index of 2. On 2011, October 24th, 10.7 centimeter flux of 140, A index of 5, KP index of 2. On October 25th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 135, A index of 5, KP index of 2. On October 26th, 10.7 centimeter flux of 135, A index of 5, KP index of 2. On October 27th, 10.7 centimeter flux of 135, A index of 5, KP index of 2. On October 28th, 10.7 centimeter flux of 135, A index of 8, KP index of 3. As of 19 October 2011, the sunspot number was 162. Sunspots 1314, 1316, 1317, 1319, 1321, 1323, and 1324 are in view at this time. Number 1319 has a beta gamma magnetic field that harbors energy for M-class solar flares. Propagation improvements will continue to be seen due to the autumn propagation changes, which will give way to winter conditions. Along with the 10.7 centimeter flux and the KP index numbers looking so good, several hams report working T32 Charlie in Christmas Island on 10, 12, 15, and 17 meters, but report difficulty working them between 160 meters and 40 meters due to lightning crashes.
Well, thank you very much, Dan Hensley, for this week's Propagation Outlook. And with that, we've come to the end of the show. If you wish to contact us, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. I also invite you to check out our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Click on the link for Media Network Plus, and you can listen to this program again, as well as past editions. So, on behalf of Paula Macquarie and Dan Hensley, I'm Keith Powell saying so long, take care, 73s to you all, and 88s to the ladies.